Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
The review of voluntary exit schemes at RTE in 2017 and 2021 has commenced, Director General Kevin Backhurst has announced. Legal firm McCann Fitzgerald has been appointed to complete the report, which Mr. Backhurst is seeking by the end of September. And for more on this, I'm joined by Irish Times political reporter Jack Horgan-Jones. Jack, thanks for joining me on Drive Time this evening. Can you bring us up to speed on what's happening here and what's being investigated?
Yes, John. So we know that there's a whole host of investigations, internal, external, parlementary, whatever you're having yourself, ongoing into the controversy which stemmed from the undisclosed payments to Ryan Tuberty that were published by RTÉ earlier on this year. And this is just one aspect of that multi-headed different forms of investigation that are all ongoing. This one in particular was already announced. RTÉ had already made clear that they were going to appoint an outside investigator to look into the operation of two voluntary exit packages, severance packages, effectively, to me and you, that operated in the broadcaster in 2017 and 2021. What we found out today is the name of the firm that's going to be carrying out that review. It is McCann Fitzgerald, a blue chip law firm that will be known to many of your listeners. And it looks like the turnaround time, as you say, is going to be pretty tight. Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTÉ, has indicated that he wants it on his desk before the end of September. And I think that ties into another element of this, which is the political and the financial element. The government has made it clear that it wants to see progress being made on reforms before it greenlights any supplementary budget estimate for RTÉ in the October budget. So I think that's why that kind of go-fast order seems to be attached to this. So the broadcaster is able to turn around to the Department of Arts and Media and say, look, we're making progress on this, and here's the results of one of the many reports that we've commissioned already coming in.
And you mentioned a number of investigations, and listeners will recall many issues raised at these Oireachtas committee hearings with RTÉ recently. But this was an issue that arose in one of those hearings. So specifically, what will it focus on?
Well, so it's going to look at these voluntary exit schemes, the terms that they were offered on, whether the deals that were agreed adhered to those terms, and whether the process was correctly carried out, and whether the decisions that were taken on applicants who had their application refused were properly taken. I mean, the reason that this kind of came to public attention is because the former chief financial officer of RTÉ, Breed O'Keefe, mentioned during an Oireachtas committee appearance on the controversy that she availed of one of these exit packages when she left the station in 2020. And that kind of set in train a cascading series of events whereby the group of unions raised this and said they wanted the terms of her accessing it clarified during a meeting with Kevin Backhurst. And as has been the case with so many aspects of the RTÉ controversy, it kind of sprawled from there. And now, while we know there have been requests for clarity about Breed O'Keefe, the question is, you know, what else could this review find? And, you know, could the controversy around, I suppose, in the round spending at the broadcaster and terms and conditions offered to, or perks offered to staff, could yet more controversy emerge, and could the crisis as a result, which has in fairness gone into abeyance a little bit over the summer, but could it reemerge, and could it deepen more still?
Well, we can expect more on it, no doubt, I suppose, after the summer and into September, when, as you said, this report is the deadline here. This is hope that the report would be finished by then. A report to be made available, we understand, to the trade unions and to public representatives in the media. So one we'll be hearing about again, no doubt, in the weeks to come. Jack Horgan-Jones of the Irish Times, thanks very much for joining me on Drive Time. 51551 for your texts.